السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Welcome everyone, I think, to our 21st session or so on Maraqi al-Sa'adat of Imam Abu al-Ikhlas al-Shurumbulali, rahimahullah, the great author of Nur al-Idah, and Maraqi al-Falah, which is the commentary of Nur al-Idah. Our text that we're continuing with is Maraqi al-Sa'adat. I will share the text. We will read, as we always do, make this a bit bigger. We will read and then we will go through translating a section and then stop at any points that we need to stop at. So قال المصنف الجليل أم أبو الإخلاص الشنبلالي رحمه الله ونفعنا الله به فصل في صلاة المسافر جاوز مقامه قاصدا محلا يصل إليه بسير وسط في ثلاثة أيام أفطر وقصر الفرض الأول صح وأساء وإلا لا يصح ولا قصر في غير فرض الرباعي فإن كان في حال نزول وإطمئنان يصلي السنن وإلا يتركها وإذا نوى الإقامة 15 يوما في مصر أو قرية أتم وصام وإلا فلا وينتهي السفر بدخوله وطنه فإذا اقتدى بمقيم في الوقت صح وأتم وبعده لا وبعكسه صح فيهما بشرط أن لا يتم المقيم رباعية مع إمامه المسافر فإن أتمها معه فسد فرضه وفائتة السفر تفطى ركعتين تقضى ركعتين والحضر أربعة والعبرة سواء في قصر والفطر للسفر. Here, rahimahullah, he says, the chapter on the, or the section on the prayer of the traveler. And he says, it أقل مدة السفر ثلاثة أيام. The minimum period of a journey or traveling أقل مدة السفر ثلاثة أيام is 3 days. 3 days. And then he says, فَإِذَا تَجَاوَزَ مَقَامَهُ قَاصِدًا مَحَلًا يَصِلُ إِلَيْهِ بِسَيْرٍ وَسَطٍ فِي ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ أَفْطَرَ وَقَصَرَ الْفَرْضَ الرُّبَاعِيَ. If a person has left his maqam, his place of residence, that's considered his sort of permanent residence, and he has left that place qasidan, you know, intending to travel, mahallan yasilu ilayhi bisayrin wasatin fi thalathati ayyam. When a person sort of leaves his residence, his permanent residence, and intending to travel at a pace that will take him about three days to reach destination, and then he does not fast the month of Ramadan if it happens to be in Ramadan that he does it. وقصر الفرض الرباعي, the 4 rak'ah obligatory prayers that he does, he must shorten them. He must half them. Shortening them here means to do every four raka'ah, two raka'ah. So the four raka'ah fard of dhuhr, asr and isha is made two into two raka'ah. And he says here, وَلَا يَجُوزُ إِتْمَامُهُ. He's not allowed to pray them. He's not allowed to pray these prayers as four raka'ah. He must pray them as two raka'ah. فَإِنْ جَلَسَ فِيهِ الْجُلُوسَ الْأَوَّلَ صَحَّ وَأَسَاءَ وَإِلَّا فَلَا يَصِحُّ. If he does pray the full four raka'ah, i.e. if he does itmam of the salah, he does four instead of two, and he sits in the first sitting, al-julus al-awwal, if he sits between the third and the fourth raka'ah, so in the first julus, jalsa, if he sits, then his salah will be valid. But he would have committed a serious offense and crime. وَأَسَاءَ. He would have committed an error, serious error. وَإِلَّا فَلَا يَصِحُّ. Otherwise, his prayer will be invalid. So if he misses the first sitting altogether, the جلوس الأول, if he omits that altogether, then his salah will be invalid because he has admitted a fard aspect of the salah, right? He's an essential, integral part of the salah he has missed. And so if he prays the four raka'ah, then his four raka'ah will be considered a voluntary prayer and he will have to do his obligatory prayer again. He'll have to repeat the salah to do his obligatory prayer. Then he says, وَلَا قَصَرَ فِي غَيْرِ فَرْضِ الرُّبَاعِ. There are no shortening of the prayers when it comes to two prayers and three unit prayers. So the fard of Fajr is not, and the fard of Maghrib is not shortened. You cannot make three into one and a half, and you cannot make two raka'ah into one. Because in the Hanafi school, we do not have a one raka'ah prayer. So he says, فَإِنْ كَانَ فِي حَالِ نُزُولٍ وَإِطْمِئْنَانٍ يُصَلِّيَ السُّنَنِ وَإِلَّا يَتْرُكُهَا. فَإِنْ كَانَ فِي حَالِ نُزُولٍ وَإِطْمِئْنَانٍ. If he is in a state where he is alighted or stopped, if he's in a situation where he can alight or come to rest, then he should pray the sunnah prayers along with his fard prayers and his wajib prayer, if it's obviously witr. Otherwise, yusalli sunan wa illa yatrukuha. He doesn't, you know, he can leave them if, you know, he wouldn't have to do them, the sunnah prayers, if he isn't, you know, if he's sure that, you know, there's not going to be an issue in praying the sunnah prayers, like his fard time is going to be missed or something like that. وَإِذَا نَوَى إِقَامَةَ خَمْسَةَ عَشَرَ يَوْمًا فِي مِصْرٍ أَوْ قَرْيَةٍ أَتَمَّ وَصَامٍ. If the traveler intends to stay for at least 15 full days, then he's got to complete the salah properly, as if he was a resident and he wasn't a traveler. Atamma wasam. He must complete the salah, the proper number of raka'ah of salah, either he must do four instead of two, and he must fast if he's in the month of Ramadan. وَإِلَّا فَلَا. Otherwise, if he's still on the journey or if he's stopping somewhere for a short while, but not for 15 days, then he doesn't pray the four rak'ah. He doesn't do itmam. And he doesn't fast if it's a month of Ramadan. He's still in a state of a traveler. Rather, وَيَنْتَهِيَ السَّفَرُ sorry, وَإِلَّا فَلَا otherwise, he doesn't. He shortens his prayer and he doesn't fast if it's in the month of Ramadan. The journey of a traveler, وَيَنْتَهِيَ السَّفَرُ his traveling, his state of being a traveler, وَيَنْتَهِيَ السَّفَرُ بِدُخُولِهِ وَطْنَهُ the journey of a traveler will end or expire the moment he enters the limits of his normal place of residence, وَطْنَهُ i.e. the place where he normally stays, i.e. where he's married and that's where he lives, maybe that's what might be where he works, but not everyone works from, you know, from within their watan, their home, their residence. So as soon as he enters his place of residence, then he becomes a non-traveler. His traveling status ends. وَإِذَا اِقْتَدَى بِمُقِيمٍ فِي الْوَقْتِ صَحَّ وَأَتَمَّ if a traveler is following a imam who is a resident, who is not a traveler, and it's within the prayer time, then his salah is valid, وَأَتَمَّ and he prays the full four rak'ah. So if I'm traveling, and I'm a traveler, and I go to the mosque, and the imam is praying four rak'ah, dhuhr, and it's within the prayer time, I can pray behind the imam, but I will complete the four rak'ah behind the imam. I can't shorten behind the imam. وَبَعْدَهُ فَلَا But if the time has expired, if it's not within a valid time, then the salah will not be valid. After the time has expired, it is not, his salah will not be valid. He will have to, if the salah time is gone, then he can't pray salah in jama'ah, in congregation, is basically the point. Behind an imam who is not a traveler, he's a resident. وَبِعَقْسِهِ صَحَّ فِيهِمَا بِشَرْطٍ أَنْ لَا يُتِمَّ الْمُقِيمُ رُبَاعِيَّةً مَعَ إِمَامِهِ الْمُسَافِرِ If the traveler prays behind an imam, if we flip the scenario, if the imam was a traveler and the imam was praying, leading the prayer, and he's a traveler, then one does not do two rak'ah, one does not shorten one's salah following the imam. Rather, when the imam makes the salam for the second rak'ah, Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah, and he completes his salah, the muqtadi, the one who's following the imam, who's a musafir, the people behind him have to get up and complete the remaining two rak'ah. So if I'm a traveler and I am leading the prayer, I'm not following an imam who is a resident, if I am the musafir imam, then the people behind me who are praying, who are not travelers, they're not musafirin, they have to complete their four rak'ah. They can't do two rak'ah behind me because they're not travelers. So if I do two rak'ah and the people behind me are not travelers and they do two rak'ah, their prayer will be invalid. and it will count as a voluntary prayer, and they would have to redo the prayer they have to redo their prayer, the fard prayer. فَإِنْ أَتَمَّهَا مَعَهُ فَسَدَ فَرْضُهُ. So that's the point he's making here. If I am a musafir imam and someone follows me and does two raka'ah, but they're not a musafir, then their prayer is invalid. وَفَائِتَةُ السَّفَرُ تُقْضَى رَكَعَتَيْنِ. Any salah that is four raka'ah, when someone's on a journey, they're traveling, and they miss four raka'ah, it's made up as two. It's made up as two. Even if at the time that you're making it up, you're not a traveler. وَالْحَضَرِ أَرْبَعَ. However, if someone missed a four raka'ah prayer while one is a resident, not a traveler, then one has to make up four. Even if you are on a journey at the time you're making it up. So let's just say I'm a traveler. I went to a place and I stayed there for 18 days, more than 15 days. That makes me a resident. Yeah, that's my watan al-iqama. That's my place where I've stationed myself. Because I'm not a traveler anymore, I've got a resident status. I've got a resident status. So if I miss my dhuhr, asr, and isha fard, it's four raka'ah. I have to make that up as four. Because I was hadar, I was a resident at the time that I missed the four raka'ah. So I've got four raka'ah to make up now. Whether I'm on a journey or not, whether I'm traveling or not, I make up four. I don't say I'm traveling, now I've got to make up two. No, the initial number I missed was four, and I got to make up four, irrespective of whether I'm traveling or not. The point, the end of the prayer time is what is given consideration when it comes to this. والعاصي والطائع سواء في القصر والفطر للسفر. If you're on a journey traveling, whether that journey is a journey of disobedience or a journey that is for an act of worship. So you're journeying either to do something bad or you're journeying to do something good, irrespective of what category of journey it is. سواء في القصر والفطر للسفر. Shortening the prayer and not fasting equally applies. So the ruling doesn't change depending on the type of journey one is making. So that is the sort of basic ahkam when it comes to the musafir. Then he says, rahimahullah, faslun fi salat al-mariyad, idha ta'assara alayhi al-qiyamu aw ta'adhara yusalli faraidha qa'idan bil-ruku'i wa-sujud, wa in ta'adhara fabil-ima' wa ja'ala ima'uhu lil-sujudi akhfadha minhu lil-ruku'. وإن تعسر القعود أومأ مستلقيا أو على جنبه فإن لم يستطيع الإماء وزاد عجزه على يوم وليلة سقطت عنه الصلاة المفروضة في قول أكثر المشايخ. وقال غيرهم يقضيها إذا صح، ومن أغمي عليه أو جن 5 صلوات قضى ولو أكثر لا. So he, rahimahullah, he says, the section في صلاة المريض, the section on the prayer of the sick person. إذا تعسر عليه القيام, if a person is finding it very difficult or near impossible because of, you know, somatic pain, or, you know, they're just unable to do it because of the illness of that day or that time. إذا تعسر عليه القيام, for if a sick person is really unable to stand in the prayer, أو تعذر, إذا تعسر عليه القيام أو تعذر, if it is really difficult and impossible for him to stand, pray standing, يصلي الفرائض قاعدا, then he must pray his obligatory prayer sitting, قاعدا, i.e. whichever position is most comfortable for the person, yeah? بالركوع والسجود. He can sit however he can, that's best physically possible for him, بالركوع والسجود, but he has to do the ركوع and the سجود properly, if he's able to do them. He can bend his head back, bend it forward for sujood. However it's physically possible for the person to do the ruku' motions or the sujood motions. وَإِن تَعَذَّرَ فَبِالْإِيمَانِ. If, however, he's not able to do the normal sujood on the ground, if that's impossible or very difficult, then he has to pray with head movements, al-imam. So if you can't physically bow down or physically prostrate, you put yourself on the ground, then you have to do it with head movements. مستلقياً أو على جنب, فالبإيماء وجعل الإيماءه للسجود أخفض منه للركوع. So he has to make his head motion lower for sujood than he does for bowing. So let's just say for bowing, he goes like that, this degree. So he's like this. Then sujood, he has to go a bit more just to make a differentiation between the two acts. So he can bend his neck for bowing and prostration, but he doesn't have to exaggerate it, you know, so much to cause his neck some pain. Slightly bend the neck and bending it further, just so there's a differentiation in each act. As long as the sujood is lower than his ruku', that's sufficient. And there isn't, one shouldn't bring anything to their face when they're doing their sujood. You know, it's not, you don't, like, some people put pillow, or some people try and get a hard surface, they put it on their head, because they're saying the forehead has to touch something. None of this is necessary. Then it says, وَإِن تَعَسَّرَ الْقُعُودُ أَوْمَأَ مُسْتَلْقِيًا أَوْ عَلَى جَنْبِهِ. If sitting is impossible or very difficult for a person to do in the salah, then he can pray with these head movements while lying down, either on his back or on his side. You know, with his face, trying to face the Qibla as much as possible. وإن لم يستطع الإيماء وزاد عجزه على يوم وليلة سقطت عنه الصلاة المفروضة في قول أكثر المشايخ. If he is unable to perform even head movements, he can't do any sort of movement, maybe because of severe paralysis or whatever it might be. If he's unable to make those head movements, then he is سقطت عنه الصلاة المفروضة في قول أكثر المشايخ. Then he becomes absolved of those obligatory prayers. Right? He does not have to make them up later. وَزَادَ عَجَزُ عَلَى يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ. If a full day and night passes and his state, you know, is worsens. So if someone is unable to make movements and pray, and his pain, you know, increases or lasts for over a day and a night, extends to a day and a night, then according to most of the scholars, أكثر مشايخ, he is مسقوط عن. He is absolved from the five obligatory prayers. And he doesn't have to make them up. However, وَقَالَ غَيْرُهُمْ يَقْضِيهَا إِذَا صَحَّى. However, other scholars say that he must make up the prayers that he's missed when he becomes better. When he becomes better. In a state where he can pray with movements. وَمَنْ أُغْمِيَ عَلَيْهِ أَوْ جُنَّ خَمْسَ صَلَوَاتٍ قَضَى وَلَوْ أَكْثَرَ لَا. If one loses consciousness or sanity for up to five prayers, the duration of five obligatory salah, that person must do qada, he must make them up when he gets better. وَلَوْ أَكْثَرْ than لَا. Meaning if he has qada of more than five prayers, like six, then he doesn't, وَلَوْ أَكْثَرْ فَلَا. Then he doesn't make them up. So the point really here being is that one must pray and do the integrals of salah as much as one can, and do the movements that's required of the salah as much as one can. And if one isn't able to, then one must do what one can do. That's the point. One must do whatever one can do physically and differentiate what acts that they're doing, which one is bowing, which one is sujood. And if they're unable to move at all, they're unable to physically move to do anything that indicates that they're praying, and that condition persists for a day, سقطت عنه الصلاة المفروضة في قول أكثر المشايخ. And according to the majority of the mashayikh of the Hanafis, he is absolved from those obligatory prayers, meaning he doesn't have to make them up later. وَقَالَ غَيْرُهُمْ يَقْضِيهَا إِذَا صَحَّى. Others say he doesn't have, he has to make them up when he's better. So the qada is absolved. Those obligatory prayers that were missed are absolved for the mariyad who's serious, has a serious illness, and according to majority of scholars, he doesn't have to make them up, or she doesn't have to make them up. But some of them did say, you must if they're better. I'll stop it there for our session today. If there's any questions, feel free to ask now. Okay, well, if there's no questions, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we'll resume our session on Maraqiya Sa'adat next week, where we will be picking up, other ahkam related to the salah, like the witr, the sunnah mu'akkada, the tarawih, the salat al-jama'ah, and things like that, and qada salah, insha'Allah. Until then, I'll see you in our next halaqa al-qadima, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.